Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, it is Thursday, August 19th, 2021, and boy, do we have some fun Marvel things to talk about here on the podcast, from War for Wakanda, the new Marvel's expansion, to a brand new trailer for Marvel's Eternals, which... well, we're going to get to that in a little bit here. So a little bit of housekeeping here as always. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turcotte, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. Well, let's kick it off here with the latest expansion for Marvel's Avengers. And that is War for Wakanda, which, by the way, is absolutely free if you already own the game. And yes, this is exactly like the title sounds. They are have brought Black Panther into the game. He is added to the roster, as well as a nice little 2 to 3 hour set of missions to kind of run through, playing really just as Black Panther, which is awesome. You know, I mean, hey, they could have easily kind of, you know, tried to charge for this, I think, which, hey, you know, we're not even going to really go down that role or down that line. But, you know, they didn't. This is honestly absolutely free, something that they've done up to this point when they've added both the Hawkeyes to the game. And the interesting thing about this is it really feels a bit more of an expansion, because you get a whole new area. You get Wakanda, you know, that you kind of get to go to. And look, I haven't finished it yet, so I'm going to, you know, kind of throw that out there. But I just kind of wanted to give my impressions here of what I've played so far. And I will say it is worth dipping back into. I mean, the story that they're creating, Ulysses Klaue, does play a role in this. He's kind of coming to Wakanda and, you know, just bringing all his just mayhem of these sonic guns and sonic abilities kind of coming to some of the enemies that are here. And I already fought Crossbones, so he's a new villain that has been added to the game. His fight was kind of interesting. You know, it didn't really take that long to kind of figure out his mechanics. And again, you know, part of that with this game is I think they want to kind of appeal to a broad range of players. So there is, you know, nothing too difficult there in that boss fight. However, of course, you put that on some higher difficulties and, you know, it's not going to change the mechanics, but is going to, I guess, probably require just a little bit more finesse when you kind of get in there trying to take him out. But I got to say, the first off, the Black Panther himself, kind of his skill set, his abilities are very, very cool. He is very aggressive, very brutal. Kind of reminds me, because I'm kind of started out in the game as a Cap main with the main release. Cap's all melee, getting right in their face. I mean, you know, you're punching, you're kicking, you're kind of rolling over people when you're dodging. Black Panther kind of feels like Cap in that sense of where you need to be right up in their face. You know, it's not like you're playing Iron Man where you're kind of off, you know, doing a lot of your repulsor blasts and things like that or up in the air. No, you're right up in the face of all these enemies. You know, when you hit, I'm playing on PlayStation, so when you hit kind of your light attack or square, he's just kind of doing like quick little swipes with his claws. I had one of the first abilities I unlocked is where I can jump up in the air, and when I hold it, he kind of does this big claw swipe down. With your triangle or your heavy attack, he kind of crouches down and lunges at him as if literally like he's a panther or a cat leaping on the enemies. And that just feels satisfying. So you kind of get some quick little attacks in and kind of hold that down. He kind of does this big lunge and knocks him on the ground and then literally like swipes at their face, just, you know, clawing at them. It's great. Like, it just feels good to be the Black Panther. He also has a little ability. He does have a little bit of range to him if you want to do kind of these like weird, almost like vibranium daggers that he kind of takes out that he can kind of toss. And then his ultimate, he almost kind of seems to be like... it just brings in kind of the power of a panther, if you want to say, and literally this like weird ghost looking panther appears and kind of lunges forward at the enemies. And he can also kind of call down this vibranium spear that he's able to pull that it kind of grabs and just throws and just launches an enemy and kind of sticks him to the wall. It's great. He's a very, very just physical, brutal character to play. And I think he's a great addition to kind of, especially, you know, when you look at the new characters that we've had added up to this point, both the Hawkeyes with their arrows and their range. Of course, they did have the sword, which was kind of neat. But, you know, Black Panther is all about just kind of that brutality of you know, bringing the melee with his claws and that, which is very cool. The other side, too, is just Wakanda itself. You know, it's interesting to not be running through either an aim base or, you know, through some streets, or, you know, some kind of sparsely wooded forest with just a bunch of boxes all over the place. Wakanda is very lush. It is very much a jungle. You know, you actually, in the very beginning, kind of in that first mission, you go through the jungle and then you go into kind of this cave that you go into that's lit with these torches on the wall. And, you know, they really went above and beyond, I think, with the environment with this. And it really makes you feel like you're there. Now, and then on top of that, you add the soundtrack to it, which kind of plays sometimes the Marvel's theme, or the Marvel's Avengers theme that we've kind of heard kind of throughout the game, but with that Wakanda twist to it, kind of with those, I don't know, are they bamboo, like not drums, but bamboo sticks, kind of where you can hear like a doo-doo-doo-doo, like you hear that kind of throughout it. They really kind of infuse what we knew from the Black Panther movie into the game. And, you know, the voice acting up to this point has just been fantastic. So I would say if you have Marvel's Avengers, obviously give this a go. It's not going to take you very long from what I'm kind of reading. Seems like it's about 3 hours. Not going to take you long, I guess, to get through the story. And then after that point, of course, then they add Black Panther just to your cast of characters. And if you want to level them up, then, you know, feel free to go through the Marvel Avengers grind and do so. I will say some of his costumes are like some of the best costumes in the game, because there's just something about the Black Panther where he just looks badass, right? He just looks awesome. Looks like, I don't know, it just looks so cool. Some of the costumes they added, there's actually a free costume right now that's in there that just looks very cool with the cape and all that. So if you're interested in playing, at least log in right now and kind of get that free costume. I think you'd really appreciate kind of getting in there and getting that, especially because it's free right now. But so far, man, what I played, really enjoyed it. And, you know, like I said before, that's kind of what this game, I think, is going to become for me. Just kind of dip in, play this new story content they put out every once in a while, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't need this game to be that, you know, I'm going to log in every single day and, you know, become that hobby game that I think a lot of people either were hoping it was going to be or trying to make it. Just take it for what it is right now, you know, like just enjoy the little bit that's there and then dip out and come back when they add more. I'm really enjoying it so far for sure. And that's why I'm kind of recording this now. And as soon as I'm done, I'm dipping right back in. I actually almost didn't record a show today to try to play through this, through it all, because I'm working these next 2 days, and just, I don't know if I'm gonna have time to get through it all by tomorrow's show. But of course, definitely by the weekend, I'll be done with this come Saturday for sure. Let's see. We also got a new trailer for Marvel Studios Eternals, guys. Wow. Like, this movie, you know, is a movie that we knew was coming, and a lot of people don't know much about the Eternals, and kind of myself included. I mean, when I think of the Eternals, literally all I think about is like, oh, the Celestials. Like, yeah, they're in the Avengers, and now, you know, the Avengers, their base of operations is in a dead Celestial. You know, yeah, I've never read the original Kirby run of the Eternals. I've tried, I think I even talked about it here on the show, I've tried a couple times and just couldn't really get through it. And part of me now, you know, after watching this, definitely want to go back and kind of read that run and really kind of see what that's all about. And I know they kind of re-released it within, what, like the last 5 or 10 years to kind of a newer version of it. And I think they're even doing it again now with the hype of this movie coming out. But every trailer up to this point just kind of gave you like glimpses of the movie with kind of slow panning of the characters and of different set pieces and all that, but never really dove into the action or what this movie is going to be about. All I'm going to tell you, go watch this trailer, because when you watch this trailer, your interest in this movie is going to skyrocket. Because number one, the action looks insane. Just looks like it's going to be awesome superhero action. But even just the tone it kind of set, like, this takes place after Endgame, which, you know, the question had kind of been there, where is this going to be in the timeline? Is this before? Is this after? And the question is brought up literally within the movie or in the trailer. Why didn't you guys help fight Thanos? Because we learned that the Eternals supposedly have been here forever. They were sent here 7,000 years ago to kind of protect humanity. And all these wars, all these things have happened, and they've never made their appearance known in the MCU that we know of. And they say, why, you know, weren't you, why didn't you help fight Thanos? And they say, we were instructed not to interfere in any human conflicts unless deviants were involved. And the question is, by who? And we learn that it is the Celestials. And then we learn their villains, which I guess is kind of their counterparts, are these Deviants. And we get a great, nice glimpse of a Celestial, actually, in the trailer. And then, like I said, you just get some just awesome awesome action happening with lasers coming out of you know, people's eyes, and it looks cool as hell, man. I gotta say, I really can't wait for this movie. My hype has gone completely up now for it. Going from, you know, just kind of being like, all right, well, I'll go see it because of course it's in the MCU and I gotta kind of be up with the story, to now suddenly being just, yep, that's the next one. That's what we're gonna go see. Ready to go. Like, please bring it as soon as you can. I can't wait, man. And you know, it's funny, this is kind of coming hot off the heels of now all the Shang-Chi hype, you know, now of that's coming out within a matter of what, 2 weeks. We're gonna have Shang-Chi, which, you know, we now kind of being told we have to go to theaters to see it. You know, they're not going to do the home release, which, hey, it is what it is. You know, that's how we're going to have to see this movie. I'm getting hyped for that now. You know, you're seeing some kind of early reviews and early thoughts and previews kind of coming out for that film. And it's a wealth of Marvel, my friends. And then on top of that, we learned yesterday that Anthony Mackie is officially set to return as Sam Wilson in a new Captain America movie. Right now being dubbed Captain America 4, we've learned that he has officially been cast in the movie, which of course obviously is going to be cast, but you know, to kind of hear that was great news. And you know, who knows, maybe that's something we'll see on the Disney Plus day, right? That maybe they'll reveal kind of a release timeline for that movie. And you know, it really got me thinking yesterday. I was like, all right, you know, awesome, we got it. But then I was like, okay, so we're going to get like a 2-hour Captain America movie, which would be about 3 hours of a Disney Plus show that we're getting now. Think of that. Like, as much as I know now we all want these movies, I personally now, I think, almost enjoy getting more time with the series because we get to kind of spend more time with the characters, build some more time with the enemies, you know, or the villains. And, you know, you think back to Falcon and the Winter Soldier, we got time to kind of digest everything that was happening there and you know, almost relate to the villains and kind of see their side of it. Where if we're just going to get a quick 2-hour movie, it's great. And I'm there for it. And, you know, it'll be awesome because we'll be able to go to the theater and kind of get that action on the big screen. But I think we might be a little bit, or I personally, at least, am a little bit spoiled now with these Disney Plus shows, you know, because it's like, man, I almost rather have that because we get more time in it, you know, to deliver a Falcon and the Winter Soldier story via a movie. For that length of time, you would have needed 2 movies, right? Where instead we're gonna, you know, not get that. I mean, of course there may be another Captain America movie beyond that, but to get that story told, you could have just did it in a 6-to-8 episode run on Disney Plus. You know, I don't know. It's kind of interesting now that Disney's kind of done this with their Disney Plus shows, especially made them as high quality as they have, right? I mean, they're awesome. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. But of course, nothing beats going to the theater and kind of seeing that stuff on the big screen. So I get that. You know, I get that. And of course, they make more money, obviously, doing it that way. And we've talked before, I've kind of said like the wrestling analogy. Like, you go watch the Disney Plus shows. That's kind of like your weekly wrestling shows. And then you watch the pay-per-view and that's where they make their big money. So that's kind of the path they're going now. But let me know your thoughts on that. What do you think of that? Would you rather have another Falcon and the Winter Soldier show, or let's say a Captain America show, I should say, or get that movie in the theaters? Let me know. Hit me on Twitter at Mark Turk, MarkTurc, or email the show, theenthuselife@gmail.com. Well, guys, that's going to do it for me today. Get out there. Like I said, if you have Marvel's Avengers, get in there and play War for Wakanda. Play through that content. It's good. It's good stuff, man. So far, when I played, you know, again, I haven't finished it yet. It's definitely better than both of the Hawkeye DLCs. At least it's adding, just feels different. There's something about it that just feels different. And I think it's really just that setting and the soundtrack and everything about it. Just kind of giving it just kind of this different vibe as you're playing it. So definitely get in there and check that out. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you next time.